Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Paul Johnson, who's the owner of Carpet One Floor and Home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning, Kemp. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you because 2 days ago, you became the chairman of the board of the WFCA, the World Floor Covering Association. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, tell our listeners a little bit about your operation. You have 4 Carpet One stores in the Tulsa area and 2 floor traders, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Now, we did a best practices on you in March of 2008. A lot's changed since then. We've been through a recession. First, let me just ask you, how are sales doing in 14, say, versus 13?
Our sales are up. Very happy to report that the June numbers are in, and we're up 13% company-wide. So we're very happy with that. And all of it was on the retail side because our builder side was just a little off, and that's because of the tough winter that we had. The home builders couldn't pour foundations, and so you get that lag time, and that's what we had in June. But looking ahead on the builder side, we're really geared up. July, August, and September, looks like the home builders are going to slam us.
Well, that's great. You know, if we look nationally at the statistics, it looks like overall some people are saying that 14 is going to be difficult to chase those 13 numbers. So, you know, on a national basis, 14 may not be tracking as well. So it's good to hear you're up 13%. Now, have you opened, was it 2 years ago was the last time you opened a store, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Another thing about mix is I was looking through this article we did with you. You were about 60% carpet back in 2008. Is that still the way that's running, or has that shifted some?
Carpet's still a very important part of our business. Still in the high 50s, 55%. You know, when you look at our builder division, that number changes very dramatically. But on the retail side, that's still a pretty accurate number.
So the builders, they're putting in more hard surface now on new construction?
Seeing the builders putting in a lot of ceramic tile, natural stone, wood.
All right, and as we look at your total operation, obviously you're in the residential replacement. You've mentioned the builder market. You also do some business in the commercial market too, don't you?
A little bit, yes.
I noticed by looking at your website that you've got family members that work with you in the store, right?
I do. Thank you. I'm very fortunate in that regard. I, too, was looking back at the article that you did in 08,
yeah.
And at that point in time, my daughter was graduating from Oklahoma State University. My son was in law school. Surprisingly, a year later, my daughter wanted to come to work for the family business here, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And she joined the company and currently is our director of outside sales over our builder division. My son finished law school and practiced law for 3 years. He thought he wanted to get into business, and he's joined the company, and he's been working with me. We're building a new store, so he's allowed me to focus on getting this new store built and working more with all of our great suppliers and vendors.
Well, maybe that's part of why you're up 13%. You've got all this fresh energy in your business.
I think so. You know, you're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotten.
Yeah. Back to this article a minute, I noticed that you do track what brings traffic into your store. Which type of advertising brings in the most traffic?
You know, we do a combination of television, inserts, and direct mail. We've been working with Weintraub Advertising out of St. Louis. We spend quite a bit of money advertising. I think that that's very important. I think that you've got to really look at your individual marketplace, and you've got to have a mix, because right now, as consumers, we are bombarded. You know, you can't just do a little bit. I mean, you've got to spend some significant money.
So for you, which one's working the best, the television?
I think the television.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about your role. You're the chairman of the board, WFCA. You just step in this role. So what's the main agenda items for the WFCA under your leadership for 2014 into 15?
Well, Kemp, I have been a part of the WFCA since 1998. I've been able to work with some of the industry's best retailers,
mm-hmm.
which are the chairmen that have preceded me in this position.
Right.
And it's given me a little bit of a historical precedent to work under. Last summer, we had a visioning summit, and we changed the purpose statement of the WFCA. The purpose of the World Floor Covering Association is to ensure the success and profitability of the professional floor covering dealer and to protect their common interests. I really take that statement to heart, and those things are education, a more educated floor covering retailer is going to be a better retailer. There are things that the WFCA can do that we cannot do for ourselves. As a single operator, and yes, we've got six stores, but there is no way in the world that I could ever go in front of the EPA and talk to them about their proposal to amend the standards for occupational exposure to crystalline silica and talk to them about the lead paint issue. Those are really the things that I believe that the WFCA should be working on. We go in front of Congress and congressmen to talk about the Marketplace Fairness Act. You know, if you get 5 or 10 retailers together and you start talking to them about what are some of your biggest issues, what's your number one issue, quite often that's going to go to installation and professional installers.
Yeah.
Well, the WFCA, the biggest supporter of the CFI, in an attempt to get installers certified, to get installers trained, that's a big picture item that can really help this industry.
Okay, very interesting. We just did some research, actually. We asked about 700 retailers, you know, what they were up against and what their number one obstacle was. And installation's up there, but it's about third right now. The thing we're seeing is intense competition and fighting against the home centers. Is that something you run into in Tulsa?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that that's something that the WFCA is working on right now. We are working with a company, and I don't think I'm telling a story out of school here, but we are working with a company about putting together some best practices for how to beat the big box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it really comes down to knowing and understanding what they're doing and how we can counteract some of that. The basic business fundamentals really come into play,
yeah,
which is training your people, providing fantastic service, and making sure that you're advertising to get your message out there.
Okay, Paul. Well, good luck this year as the leader of the WFCA. It's great to talk to you and have a happy 4th. Again, been talking to Paul Johnson, who's the owner of 6 Carpet One and Floor Trader stores in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.